a bill, and I would direct this to the representative from Haines, that states that no more than $500 can be charged for an oil painting, unless it exceeds 3 feet by 5 feet, and then it's $750. Is it not a fact that the commercial artists of this state will charge whatever the market can bear, and is this legislature going to get them away with it? And for the representative from downtown Anchorage, I wonder if any attorney in this state should be allowed to make more than $65 an hour. If we do not do something, I'm on a roll now. If we do not do something about the excessive legal fees that are being charged, I swear, Mr. Speaker, they will charge whatever the market will bear. Is that pro-consumer? I suggest not. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 217, Judiciary, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
25 yeas, 15 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 217, Judiciary, has passed the House on reconsideration. Representative Clark.
Mr. Speaker, lacking 27 votes, I move that the effective date on Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 217 be approved.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the effective date be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
38 yeas, 2 nays.
The effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the reconsideration on House Bill 79 be held one legislative day.
Are there any objections? Okay, so ordered. That's bank examinations. We are still under unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of standing or special committees. Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Labor and Commerce Committee will be canceled today due to lack of time. We'll hold all bills over until Monday.
Representative Hurley.
Mr. Speaker, when I made up the calendar early this week, I thought we would be in session all day today, and I held the bill, one bill that we had today, over until next week, so the State Affairs Committee meeting is canceled.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, instead of the three bills that are on the calendar because of the late hour, we'll only hear one bill this afternoon, and that will be 232 Real Estate Surety Fund Claims. The other two bills that are on the calendar, 321 Title to Property Abutting Certain Highways and House Bill 238 Leave for Adoption Pregnancy Birth Purposes, will be held tomorrow. Will be heard tomorrow at 9 a.m., and if we don't finish up by 10 o'clock, Mr. Speaker, we'll meet immediately following the adjournment tomorrow afternoon at whatever time that happens to be.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Finance will start at 2:15. Also on Monday, we have a bill in subcommittee that I'll bring up on Monday. It's House Bill 170. It's a land survey.
Any further committee announcements? Announcements. Representative Pinalberry.
No, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to inquire about whether or not we have session tomorrow morning.
We have session tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Any further announcements? Representative Pettyjohn.
I will be passing around a map tomorrow for all the members who are interested in participating in the partisan baseball game on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Thank you.
Any further announcements? This bring Representative Pinalberry. The House, please stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? We're still under announcements, and Representative Miller, you have an addendum to your announcement.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I neglected to say that Judiciary will be meeting at 2:15. I'll ask the members to grab a sandwich, or in any case, be there at 2:15 and bring a sandwich with them if they want to, but I would ask them to be prompt.
Representative Boucher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Special Committee on Telecommunications will be meeting at 10:30 tomorrow or after adjournment. Thank you.
Any further announcements? This brings us to special orders. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Any objections? So ordered.